numbers to call are 918-336-1400 or 1-800-749-5936. Call now to get on the air for today's Consumer Calls. Good morning and welcome to Consumer Calls. My name is Sharon, and once again, those numbers are 918-336-1400 and the toll-free number 1-800-749-5936. Items to buy, sell, trade, and give away here on Consumer Calls, and I am here till 9:30. Our time now is 9:14, and you're listening to Consumer Calls again, 918-336-1400 and the toll-free 1-800-749-5936 for your items to buy, sell, trade, and give away. With that, I'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Paul Hood. If the only thing your advisor is telling you is to do nothing, we need to talk. Now is not the time to put your financial vehicle in neutral. There are absolutely things you should and could be doing to mitigate further losses and to position yourself to recover faster. Call us today at 918-336-7600 or go to hoodcpas.com to schedule your look under your financial hood.
Take a look under your financial hood.
And welcome back to Consumer Calls. Good morning. How may I help you?
Yes, ma'am. How you doing this morning?
Hi, I'm good. Thank you.
Yeah, hey, I still got that table and chairs for sale. The table is 4 foot long, 30 inches wide, 29 inches high, and got two high back chairs. The chairs are round at the top, and they're wooden, too, with the table. They're 39 inches high. It's all wooden table. It's blonde. It's real nice shape. I'm asking $50 for it. Number is 918-336-0315.
All right, again, 918-336-0315 is the phone number to call. And today he's selling the blonde table. It's 4 foot long, 30 inches wide, 29 inches high, along with two high back chairs that match, all wood for $50. 918-336-0315 is the phone number to call.
Thank you very much. You have a good day.
You
Thank
too.
You.
Take care. Bye-bye now. All right. We appreciate that phone call. Again, he is selling that table with two high back chairs. They're 4 foot long. The table is 4 foot long, 30 inches wide, 29 inches high, with the two high back chairs, $50. Blonde wood, all wood, 918-336-0315. With that, I'll be right back. Congratulations to Tacos Pachitas for being selected as our business of the day. Today, the staff at Tacos Pachitas will enjoy a dozen donuts from Sal's Daylight Donuts, located across the street from Homeland on Frank Phillips. How do you get to be business of the day? Just nominate your business to your Bartlesville radio station sales representative. Now listen to K1, KYFM, KRIG, KPGM Monday through Friday as we announce the winner. Keep up the good work from your friends at Bartlesville Radio.
We want you to sound off every single morning for our Maple Street Meat Market poll question of the day. Tune to KRIG 104.9 each and every weekday morning, and you'll hear our Maple Street Meat Market poll question. Give us a ring at 918-336-1400 or visit our K1, KYFM, KRIG, and KPGM Facebook to vote. Vote every day, thanks to Coffeyville's own Maple Street Meat Markets.
And speaking of that, today's Maple Street Meat Market poll question is, if you could travel in time, what would you rather see, the past or the future? 918-336-1400 will get you right into me. Go to BartlesvilleRadio.com for the link, or go to K1, KYFM, KRIG, KPGM Facebook page and vote there. And the poll question of the day comes to us from the Maple Street Meat Market in Coffeyville, Kansas. Again, if you could travel in time, what would you rather see, the past or the future? Time now, 9:17. With that, I'll be right back.
Are you creative in the kitchen?
Do you consider yourself the wizard of spices?
Are you an innovator of your family's favorite meals?
Do you have your own secret recipes that you might be willing to share with your community?
If you answered yes to any of these questions, you should send Tina your recipes.
You've got mail.
I'm Tina, and I create the K1 Cooking Extravaganza Cookbook, and I would love to have your recipes.
Send them to Tina at BartlesvilleRadio.com.
You can submit them online at BartlesvilleRadio.com. CrossvilleRadio.com.
Or just drop them by the station upstairs at 1200 Southeast Sprint Phillips.
February 15th is the last day for recipe submissions. Get them in soon so you can see your name in the 2021 K1 Cooking Extravaganza Cookbook.
Tasty.
And join us at the show on Tuesday, April 20th at the Bartlesville Community Center.
Doors open at 5 for booth browsing and the show starts at 6:30.
And don't forget to ask about the VIP tasting experience.
So good and tasty.
Anniversary coming up? Call K1 at 918-336-1001 or email radio at BartlesvilleRadio.com with the names and dates, because each morning we announce anniversaries and select one couple to win a $10 gift certificate from Sterling's Grill, helping you celebrate that special anniversary. Call us 918-336-1001 or email radio at BartlesvilleRadio.com with the name and date and we'll add it to our list. Happy anniversary from your friends at K1.
Your world is full of technology, and we're here to help you navigate your way through it with Tech Talk, Saturday mornings at 7:30 on K1, the one you trust. Tech Talk is brought to you by Ernest Heating and Air, NBR Electronics, and IT Village, with your hosts, Charles Miller and Charles Mall. Tech Talk, Saturday mornings at 7:30 on K1, AM 1400 and FM 93.3.
And welcome back to Consumer Calls. Let's go to our phone lines. Good morning. How may I help you?
Yes, ma'am. I have a four-wheeler that I want to sell.
Okay.
And what it is, it's like an older one. It's an 87 250 Yamaha. And it's got about two brand-new tires for it. They've mounted on the wheels, but they've never been mounted back on the machine. It was running, the starter is gone out in it, and all I want, because I bought another one, four-wheeler, and all I want to do is get the money back for my tires, and I'll give them the four-wheeler.
Okay, and how much?
And I'm asking $200.
Okay, and what's your phone number?
918-350-4218, and if no one answers, leave a voicemail, if they would, and we will definitely give you a call back.
All right, perfect. Now, you have that four-wheeler. It's an older model, an 87 yes. 250 Yamaha with two new tires mounted on the wheels but not mounted back on the machine itself. And you said the starter's not working?
Yes. Okay. The starter's quit working on it. We had it for a long time and used it and everything, but like I say, that was when the kids was able to playing with it and stuff. But me being older, I said, I'm not going to mess with it. I just got another one.
Sure, absolutely. Okay, now you're asking $200, and that really is for the tires that you put on the wheels. Yeah. So the machine goes along with that. 918-350-4218, and leave a voicemail.
Yeah.
All right, we appreciate it.
350-4218. Yes, ma'am.
All right.
That's it.
All right.
Just leave a message if no one answers, and we'll call you back.
That sounds good to me. All right. We appreciate it. Thank you.
Hey, thank you.
All right. Bye-bye now. All right. We appreciate those phone calls. Again, 918-336-1400. Right now, let's take a check of our weather.
May not feel like it right now, but this is the beginning of a warming trend, at least a miniature warming trend that will last for the next 2 days. Highs this afternoon, mid-50s, southern Kansas, upper 50s, northern Oklahoma. We'll have sunshine. Of course, for the next several hours, it's quite chilly, so big coats out the door. Tomorrow morning, 20s. Highs tomorrow near 60. Southwest winds at 15 to 20. Thursday, a cold front, a few sprinkles early. Turning blustery Thursday afternoon, and strong northwest winds into Friday. From the Bob Mills Weather Center, I'm News on 6's Alan Crone.
Thank you, Alan, for the weather update. 34 degrees right now. It's sunny and beautiful out. 55 a high and a low of 25. And then tomorrow, sunny, high of 57 with a low of 36. And then back comes the old man winter on Thursday, Friday, and on into the weekend. Anyway, you're listening to Consumer Calls. Time now for our Oklahoma Energy Report, and shortly after that, we'll do our doggone report.
Never mind what the glass is. Hello, everyone. I'm Matt Skinner with today's Oklahoma Energy Report on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Forget the is the glass half empty or half full question when it comes to the price of oil. What traders are betting on is what they think the glass will be. And that made for a roller coaster ride to start the week, with the dollar rising in value against other major currencies. That tends to put downward pressure on global oil demand and therefore the price. And a steadily increasing COVID rate in the U.S. and some other countries, hurting economies and oil demand. So oil prices dipped in early going on Monday. But traders decided that OPEC's decision to move ahead on its own to take about 1 million barrels a day out of the global marketplace over the next couple of months, and the decision by other big OPEC producers to join Saudi Arabia in raising prices to countries in Asia, all cut the chances of oversupply. So oil prices made up for lost ground on Monday before the close of the markets. The NYMEX February crude contract ended up a penny to close at $52.25 a barrel, and that's the highest close for a front-month contract in almost a year. Natural gas saw an update to start the week, with the February natural gas contract rising 1.7% to $2.74 a million BTUs. The cost of a fill-up on average is higher in the U.S. AAA's fuel price report says the national average price for a gallon of regular rose, even though demand is at about a seven-month low. The national average price of $2.31 a gallon is a 10-month high, for the most part because gasoline supplies are lower and crude prices are rising. AAA says Oklahoma had the fourth lowest average price for regular in the nation on Monday at $2.04 a gallon. That's a rise of 5 cents in the last week, still about 23 cents under the price from the same time last year. That's today's Oklahoma Energy Report. For the Oklahoma Corporation Commission, I'm Matt Skinner.
Hey, cattle producers, Superior Livestock's got their annual Bell Ringer sale coming up the 12th, 13th, and 14th of January. It'll be seen on Dish Network, Channel 997, and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. Over 142,000 head of cattle can sign. It's happening live at the Embassy Suites on South Meridian in Oklahoma City in conjunction with the Cattlemen's Congress. Go to SuperiorLivestock.com for more details or call Superior 1-800-422-2117.
Did you know that giraffes only need 40 minutes of sleep a night? But humans need anywhere from 7 to 12 hours. If that feels like a tall order, it doesn't have to be. Start with sleeping 1 hour more one night a week, and avoid screen time 1 hour before bedtime. Soon, you'll be waking up to a better lifestyle. Discover the power of one healthy habit. Visit ShapeYourFutureOK.com. A program of TSET.
Lost cats who want their mama. And lost dogs, you know, the ones this show goes to occasionally, and other household pets. Now, hopefully, are reunited with their families as K1 presents the Doggone Bulletin Board.
It's time to take a look at our doggone report today. We don't have anything to report, so that's a very good thing. But when we do, for a complete listing of our lost or found animals on a report, you can visit our website, BartlesvilleRadio.com. Click on the community tab, then click on the doggone link. It'll open up. You can see everything there when we have something. Now, if you need to submit a lost or found animal, go to BartlesvilleRadio.com. It's a free service. Click on the submit tab. It'll open up. There is a form you fill out, you answer questions, and at the end you have the opportunity to upload a picture if you'd like. Once you hit that submit button, it does not go to the website automatically. It will go directly to us, and we take care of our things on our end and send it on its way to the website and then to our report. If you don't want to do any of that, you can call the office, 918-336-1001, and leave your information with one of us, and we'll make sure it gets to the website and to the report. And you can email me, Sharon, as S-H-A-R-O-N, at BartlesvilleRadio.com, with your information, attach a picture, and I'll get to it as quick as I can. That is our Doggone Report.
The Doggone Bulletin Board is a free service. Simply call us at 336-1400 or stop by the studios here at Broadcast Center, 1200 Southeast Frank Phillips Boulevard in Bartlesville. The Doggone Bulletin Board. It's a public service of K1. 1400 KWON.
And welcome back to Consumer Calls. Consumer Calls is a call-in show about items to buy, sell, trade, and give away. No business advertising, licensed to running vehicles, real estate, guns and ammunition, used bedding, mattresses, and box springs. You can ask for those things. You just can't sell them here on Consumer Calls. And items like garage sales, estate sales, moving sales, yard sales, fundraisers for your church, school, club, any kind of organization you belong to, nonprofit, and we'll always talk about community events. And we'll talk about all those things that we won't talk about if you're asking for them. Good morning. How may I help you?
Good morning.
Good morning.
With regard to the Maple Street Meat Market poll question of the day, the future.
All right. We'll put you
the
down.
The future.
We appreciate that. Thank you.
Have a great day.
You
Thank
too.
You.
Bye. Take care. Bye-bye now. All right. What he was referring to is our Maple Street Meat Market poll question. Would you rather, if you could travel in time, what would you rather see, the past or the future? 918-336-1400. Go to BarnesvilleRadio.com for the link. Or go to our K1, KYFM, KRG, KPGM Facebook page and vote. And, of course, the poll question of the day comes to us from the Maple Street Meat Market in Coffeyville, Kansas. Anyway, out of time to take any more calls today, but I'll be back in tomorrow with more calls at the same time, same station. That's K1 AM 1400 FM 93.3. You take care. Have a beautiful day. Stay warm. Stay COVID-free and healthy and happy. And I'll talk to you tomorrow.
When you hear those words, "I don't love you anymore," unless it's followed by "and let's fix this," that's a sinful statement.
This is Focus on the Family Minute, and based on the scriptures, Dr. David Clark